The impact of the COVID pandemic on the number of black firms operating in the United States has been severe. The number of black firms fell from 1 million in February of 2020 to 638,000 by April of that same year, rebounding to 1.153 million by October, only to fall to 900,000 firms by February of 2021. We've seen that black firms have reopened multiple times. 72% of black firms that have closed have reopened at least once. 18% of black businesses have reopened twice, and 10% of black firms have reopened three times, a testament to the resilience of the businesses operating in this sector. This is also a testament to the growth in interest in black businesses, at least as reflected on Yelp. We've seen a 50% increase in interest in black firms operating in the home services area, and a 15% increase in interest in black restaurants, certainly in San Francisco and Seattle, but those numbers are also reflected nationwide. Now, we believe that it's only natural that small firms would seek to do business with the largest customer in the world, the U.S. government, as a way of surviving these challenging times. But data released by the federal government shows that federal contract spending has not been going to minority firms in a representative manner. That means that roughly 75% of all federal contract spending went to large firms, and very large firms. So it turns out that working or attempting to get contracts with the federal government may not be the optimal way to survive the current challenging times. That leads to the question, well, what is? What is the optimal way to survive and thrive during these current challenging times? We believe we have an answer. Our new publication, Thriving as a Minority-Owned Business in Corporate America, Building a Pathway to Success for Minority Entrepreneurs, hopes to provide many of the answers that you seek concerning how to survive in this challenging environment. We've compiled as much of the best information as we can get our hands on concerning business tactics, strategies, loan programs, grant programs, and other resources that you can use to thrive as a minority-owned business in corporate America today. Our overarching philosophy is that your goal in business is not just to survive, but to thrive with courage, humor, empathy, and style. So we've put together a comprehensive guide to current practical knowledge concerning minority businesses operating in the U.S., covering everything from grants to loans to market building. In writing Thriving as a Minority-Owned Business in Corporate America, we've pulled together information on unused and unrecognized resources at the federal, state, and local level, resources that have been specifically set up for minority businesses. We cover the difference between banks, thrifts, credit unions, angel investors, and venture capital firms, and make suggestions concerning the optimal approach to each of these sectors. We also spend a great deal of time covering social media. We evaluate social media trends. We look at current and relevant minority business-related social media sites, and we also cover recent developments in these spaces. Now, this book is for anyone, Asian, Hispanic, women, LGBTQ, black or white, who wants authentic, independent, and objective, impactful information on creating or supporting minority-owned businesses. My name is William Michael Cunningham. I'm an economist. I hold an MBA in finance and a master's in economics, both from the University of Chicago, completed my undergraduate studies at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Here's a picture of me with Oprah and one with Shaquille O'Neal, if that helps. Seriously, for the past 30 years, I've been working on impact investing tools, strategies, and tactics designed to get capital to women and minority-owned firms. Thank you.